You're listening to Almost Famous with Jim Francis Meza, only on LA Talk Radio.
Wow, somebody came in clutch and just saved the day today, right? Because I was gonna have Tom Cruise in the house, who you're very familiar with, but he couldn't make it. So unfortunately, you know, he had a change of heart, and no, he had a pretty busy schedule, so he couldn't clear it enough time to come in. But no, I have a wonderful person to my left. I've known her for quite some time now. And we're pretty much close friends with the wifey and us. And, you know, I got to tell you something. I got to tell you something funny, but let me introduce you first. Guys, a singer, actress, model, producer, author, entrepreneur. And she's also a mental health activist. I can't say it enough. My friend, my dear friend, Jennifer Messina. Woo. Ooh, I also meant to say, lieutenant in the military.
No. Last time I saw you, yeah. I was about to deploy. So I came back from deployment and they made me a captain. So
holy shit.
I don't know what the thought process was.
They ran out of captains. Said, we need a captain. Let's make her a captain.
They're like, oh, let's just make it happen. Well, if you think about it, it's like two lieutenant signs put together. Yeah. So it's like double lieutenant.
Oh, wow. That is interesting. So it makes, wow, I am very shocked. I learned something new. But you know what? God bless you and thank you for your service. Cannot thank you enough. I want to clear the air here because I know, okay, so I met you, right? And, you know, obviously we met through acquaintances.
Yeah.
Put it that way. And, you know, you were on my first podcast, Juicy Divas Confessions of a Limo Driver. So if you haven't already, guys, go check it out.
Yep.
You know, you invite us over to dinner, and honest to God, I thought we were going to die that night. I said, these people have something up their sleeve. I don't know what it is, but I think tonight, you know, some cannibalism going on.
I don't see shit, so.
And I said, they're going to definitely have us for dinner tonight. You know what that means? I saw that movie, Silence of the Lambs. You can't fool us. No, but in honesty, it was, yes, had such a spread of food, and it was just all the bells and whistles. And I want to just personally thank you for that. And you really, you made my day and my girl's day too.
Oh, so, I mean, absolutely. It was a pleasure. I mean, I guess too bad I'm not a necrophiliac, but it worked out in the end for everybody. I behaved right, and you didn't get eaten. I love being with people.
Yeah, you do.
I love
hosting
and making people feel comfortable and let's cook a meal together. I mean, so much in this town, you go into the fanciest places, the red carpets, everything. So it's nice that I was able to be really intimate with you guys experience that. So
there's a lot of intimacy going on.
We're
going
to have to do it again soon.
I'm totally messing around. But, you know, I mean, obviously there's just so much subject matter we could board right now. I really wanted to, you know, you didn't notice anything about my hat today?
I love your hat.
It's fantastic, right? I am running for the honorary mayoral position here in Tarzana, and I hope to God I get it, right, guys? I'm the otherwise I'm a self-proclaimed mayor of Tarzana. How about that? But let's start with your upbringing. You're like, you're born in New York, right?
Yes.
So let's talk about back east. You know, it says here that when you were a child, you aspired to sing early on, right, and get into showbiz.
Yeah.
How early?
I would say like as early as four. I was watching all those MTV. I mean, this in the 90s when I was born. It feels like so long ago now. Yeah. I know half of you on listening to this like rolling in your grave. But like that was like almost the birth of the music video and coming out and really pop music coming out and what it's more is like today, especially in the digital era, internet and TV and all that stuff. So I was watching the Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera, and I was like, oh my God, look at those pop stars singing and dancing on stage. So I would get in a costume and jump on my parents' coffee table. I didn't give a fuck who was sitting on the couch. You were watching me perform. You weren't watching the TV. Right. So that just kind of just translated throughout my life is I loved being on stage. I loved performing. I loved being around people. I loved expressing myself. And I'm proud to say I didn't give up that dream.
And me too. I'm glad because you have such a heavenly voice, very unique. And your songs, I mean, almost over a million folks have streamed them on Spotify.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
And you're dropping one this Friday called Tonight.
Yes.
I can hardly. Can we listen to a snippet later in the show?
Yeah, absolutely. For you. Only for Jim Francis.
Oh, thank you. I feel very special. I appreciate you. And obviously, you know, you gracing us here today it's a treat. I mean, honestly, it's not every day because you have a busy schedule. And I know you're just dropping this. Now, you're doing. I hear you're doing country. What have you?
I don't.
You got to the dark side.
What? Look! Okay. I have always, my whole life, have done pop music. Like when I was doing the pageantries, everyone was doing classical and Broadway, and I was doing pop music. Like I've always just wanted to be that icon star type of personality. But I had a friend of mine recently dare me to go write a country song, try something a little out of my comfort zone. So one turned into five in the course of 2 weeks. I really like digged in deep in myself and my past. And I used that as like my weapon of choice to create a country album called City Rose. It's City Rose because my upbringing, I'm a city girl. I'm a city girl.
White Plains, New York, baby.
Oh, God. I was just born there. I didn't live in White Plains.
Where did you move to? Early on, you moved here?
I moved like 8 years old to New Hampshire in suburbia. Okay. Oh, yeah, wow. So not too far from Boston. I was around a lot of family growing up. And
which you had also, it's fair to, you know, it's noteworthy is that you attended Berklee School of Music in Boston.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yep.
Wow. You know, it's remarkable to me how people chase that dream and follow the dream and then pursue it long enough that to fruition. Like, it's just amazing. Like, people just think, I'm beside myself. Like, just to imagine, like, how many people have tuned into your music and downloaded your music. It's, how do you feel? Like, did you have, like, that moment where you just pinch yourself? Is this really happening? Like, you knew it was going to happen, but it's like, it's now happening. It's almost like seeing when I first saw like a short film, you know, I'm on the silver screen, you know what I mean? And I'm like there at the premiere, like, holy mother of God, like I'm actually up there. Is that kind of
everything's still a surprise. Like if I, you know, sometimes I'll see myself on an app or a website or something and I forgot I did it or I knew I did it, but it still shocks me every time.
You know what, my girl and I, interject for, if I may. My wife and I were like, we know her.
it's weird. I've done it and then I've like dropped my phone because I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you know, but it's very humbling because being the little kid I was, I never believed that I would actually get to where I am today. And I think sometimes I fight with that cognitive dissonance and I ask myself, is this real? Like, am
You are here at Almost Famous with Jim Francis.
Yes. Pinch me. Got it. Pinch my shoulders. Whatever. But it feels like you did it, little Jennifer. You're here. And I just hope that if there's anything that I do, I hope that people look at it and say, well, Jennifer overcame a lot and Jennifer didn't believe in herself. So why can't I do what I want to accomplish? Go for it. Who's stopping you? You are stopping you.
I love that about you.
You are stopping you.
You ooze that just that confidence and level. You take it to the next level. Unwavering, ironclad confidence you have. And it's, you know, honestly, it really rubs off on people. Like, you know, other people feel, you know, they feel exactly what you're going through. Like, you vibe with them. And suddenly you're feeling recharged, like
reinvigorated. Yeah, it's like you're manifesting each other's energies through each other.
Synergy.
Synergy. And like the biggest part is you are your own competition. Yeah. You are going to be the best version of you. So if you always have that mentality, then you're not going to be in the business of stepping all over people and knocking people right and left. I mean, I get it. Life's a competition and it's a game
of sorts,
in many ways. But if you are the one that you're challenging, run your own race, girl. Run your own race.
And finish it. Get to the finish line.
Yeah.
Well, because there's a lot of, when you're in the trenches, right?
As a military person. In the trenches. In your foxhole.
Your foxhole, your burrow. You find that there is a lot of competition. There's a lot of naysayers. There's a lot of haters in the business. As you may have already
haters are fans that just don't know it yet, because they add to your engagement. They're liking and hating on your stuff, and that's like bringing more people around.
It's the bloodline. It's also like the catalyst that pushes you to do like things beyond your wildest dreams, right?
Yeah.
I love that. I like when you take something negative and just flip it into something positive. I mean, this is a great show in and of itself, just because you're here today to, you know, bless us with that knowledge. You're wise beyond your years. Like, how old are you? Like, 80?
30. Somehow.
Wisdom-wise, you're 80 for sure. Let's talk a little bit about we could just cover a little bit of the military background. What led you to, you have family that served?
Okay. my grandfather did serve. He wasn't serving at the time that I was alive. For me, I needed money to go to school. I was 17 years old. I got getting accepted into Berkeley, could not pay the Berkeley check. So I decided I was going to suck it up and join the military. You know, 12 years later.
12 years later.
All I can say is thank you. All I can say is it's not the path I ever thought I would be in.
Yeah.
It's not the journey I ever thought I would go through.
But you're a bona fide badass. You realize going through the training alone.
Yeah, but anyone who puts their mind to it and is physically able, obviously, can do it. It's all mind fuckery. So it just taught me every resilient lesson that I now have in my career today.
Bounce back.
Bounce back, baby.
I love that, you know, and I think it, for me anyway, I find that I surround myself with peeps that have that sort of mentality, the philosophical way of thinking, so that somehow we can pull each other up, you know, on the way up. It's nice to fly together, so to speak. And I'm always like, we look out for each other. Hey, you know, Jen, there's this going on. And you're like, Jim, you know, hey, by the way, thank you very much for this Saturday. I was supposed to go with you. Honored and privileged to go alongside you to this red carpet that I didn't get a chance to go. Did you have fun?
I did. I respect your prior commitments. Yeah, so, there are a lot of people in this town that would say, I promised this, but this is better, so I'm just not going to go to anything.
Yeah.
And so I just want to say that's very respectable. It was a great time. It was for the mother-in-law movie, and it's a movie that it came out in continent of Africa, and they're trying to bring it a little bit more into the U.S. and through distribution and everything. So to be able to see this beautiful piece done by a prince of Ghana.
Holy moly,
yeah, and he produced it. He brought all his friends. Vivacia Fox was on it. It was fabulous. It was pretty funny. Yeah.
And so you met a few people, I take it, on the red carpet. Like, who did you meet? With the actors and stuff, you met quite a bit of folks?
By the time I had got there, it was more towards the end. So I didn't really meet too many of the people, but it was, you know, very great interview opportunities. Yeah. And it was just a very nice experience to be there at the Pacific Design Center.
I love that joint. I went to one event, an after party there some years ago, but I also used to drive for a lot of people there. A lot of events.
All the West juicy. Hollywood. Juicy Pacific stories.
Oh, man, those crazy stories, right? I know we talked about a few stories, and I mean, I'm just going to save some for later because I really want to get into, you know, like to the meat and potatoes of your family name.
Messina. Well, I've got to say that you do owe me one VP story a little bit later. Oh, so all right, calling you tuned. Out on it.
Stay tuned for that. What did I get myself into?
What a time. What a season. What a time to have a right? VP story. So.
Oh, my God. It's a crazy story. Yeah, one just got, you know, I guess the right just elected, I think, J.D. Vance to run with them. So it's running partner. And yeah, I do have that story. You notice I'm just trying to tiptoe around it?
Yep.
trying to avoid it.
Yep.
Okay.
If I'm going to be wrong, authentic, okay, you can be
this
wrong.
This story's going to be crazy. I'm going to drop it at once and never, hopefully, I never have to talk about it again because, you know, given the nature of it. Can we talk about it a little more?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So wait, I'm going to oust your family.
Go ahead.
Okay. So who's a... is it Mathail Messina D something was a mob boss for, and he's related to you. I just realized he's related to you.
Is he related to me?
Yeah, he was a mob boss. Italian or Sicilian? He's a Sicilian mob boss.
Oh, Sicilian mob boss. Okay. What's that?
I don't know.
What's a mob boss?
You tell me.
What mob?
Wait, listen. Because you have... Messina Mafia.
Yeah, that's the fan club. A big conglomerate family of badass people.
That's right. That follow
that,
you.
That can
it's
be.
It's a full army.
I mean, yeah, it is. You want some would say it is a large
back
troop.
To the military.
Yeah, I'm proud to be a captain and a commander of that troop.
Yeah, but I went down the borough and I saw Mathail and I said, "Holy shit!" I was just gonna bring it up. It's funny because sometimes there are coincidences. So it's crazy. You're related. I just thought I'd.
I mean, there is no there. There's no mob. There's it's the all only mob, mafia right? is the fan base.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it.
Yeah.
No mob, no mafia, no nothing.
Hey, please.
I'm Sicilian,
you have a
so there's
right?
a script I have to say.
Exactly. Have you ever had any, like, I was just wondering, like, wardrobe? She's looking really cool. Any wardrobe malfunctions that have happened?
Every day is a wardrobe malfunction.
Tell us a crazy story. Come on.
Oh, Jesus. I got to think of one. My brain. I mean, there have been plenty of times where my zipper is broke all the way. Because, I mean, I fluctuate weight like any other human. So I've had a, like, zipper, and then I'm like, oh, my God, it fell apart. So I'm like, I'm just going to make it look like it's supposed to be, like, broken. Right. Like, I actually have a pair of boots that... they don't fit my calf, so I actually wear them half zippered, and people always think like it's in style, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, I should probably like zipper down my boots and like look a little edgy like that." I'm like, "No, it's because I have big calves." So stuff like that. I had a red carpet once. It was my music video release event, red carpet, and my dress wouldn't stay together, so. Getty Images got so mad, they went into the bar and got me tape, and we taped everything up because so trashy, trashy. But you know what? It can't help it sometimes.
Exactly. It's great to just, I mean, that's what I love about you, just raw, you know, whatever, you know, you see what you get.
I mean, I like to dress up, I like to have fun, but at the end of the day, I'm just some raw, annoying.
Yeah,
who I am type of person, and
a bonafide badass.
You love me or not, and that's
right.
it.
At the end of the day, as long as you love yourself, right?
Yeah,
like you said, nothing else matters realistically. I want to know. Have you, have you done anything like interesting in the last weekend that we should know about? Aside of, did you just? Oh, the song that you just dropped from your album. Did you just finish that?
So the song Tonight, is not from the City Rose album. It's not country music. Okay. It's more of my dark pop music that my fan base is used to listening to. So Tonight is kind of the theme song of my new lip gloss line within the Messina Glam lip gloss.
MessinaGlam.com, guys.
Yes, MessinaGlam.com. You can do all the pre-orders to see the Villain Era lip gloss. So it's the theme song for that line.
I love it. You know what? And I'm glad I asked you that. When we during the pandemic, obviously we spoke about it, about the the way you got in the studio at home and you just started writing a bunch of songs, and a lot of people were inspired and some weren't, because, you know, whatever. I mean, it does. Honestly, you write a lot of songs based on mental health issues, you know, which is a big topic we talk about. We'll cover also. But in doing so, a lot of this, I mean, it kind of ties into what was going on with the pandemic. And you know, a lot of people, as a result, were dealing with shit.
Right.
And you wrote a lot of songs. I mean, a lot of creative juices were flowing and you were writing stuff.
It's going stir crazy. I had to do something.
How many songs would you estimate you wrote during that period of time?
It wasn't so much that I wrote songs. It was songs I'd written throughout my life, college, high school, maybe even middle school, kept in a book, kept in my notes on my computer or whatever. And I was always too shy and not confident to just put it out there and just, you know, like you're throwing gum to a wall and just hoping it sticks, yeah. Right? So I was doing that during COVID. I was building those songs up and recording it in my room with all like the curtains and rugs and all the crap. So I was doing that and I was like, now or never. I think I was, I don't know, somewhere in my mid-20s at that point. I was like, am I gonna forever hide behind what I want to do and just take all these weird roads, or am I just gonna put it out and see? And Time Heals Everything was the first song that I had released, and that even to this day is still getting thousands of streams a day. Like it's so weird. I go on the Spotify artist list and I'm like, this washing, taking a shower playlist, every time I'm really upset with everyone playlist, I'm like, first of all, if you guys need to give me a call, please do. But I'm healing someone or not somewhere. Right. So people are listening and they're still vibing to it. So
that's the song that made the splash, you would say. But it's gnarly and crazy how it came out of that.
It's crazy how it's still moving. Yeah, it's still moving. It's like the eternal, legacy light that just keeps on turning. So we're burning.
Or the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, Jesus. It sounds like an STD. I don't think Time Heals Everything is the clap. But it'll make you clap. You know what's really weird? Like, what? I've never sat and thought, like, what people are doing to your music. Like, because you sing, too. So it's like, people are sitting and listening. What are they doing? Like, are they driving? Are they walking?
Or are they making babies?
They're making babies. They're taking a shower. They're shitting. I don't know what it is. I'm like, I wonder if anyone's like, shat to Time Heals Everything.
after, it depends, right? If you're strained, you can't go.
You know, go in my DMs right now and let me know. I want to know everything. I want all the nasty details that probably will get you blocked anyway, but.
Well, I listen to Riders on the Storm if I'm in the fucking in the Golden Throne. Riders
the Golden on the Throne.
Riders on the Storm with the Doors. Is it by the Doors? Riders on the Storm.
I feel like if you had a golden toilet, like you wouldn't be able to see if you pissed on the lid.
Yeah.
It's still, just like, I think it matches. Or at least I hope it matches. Like
we
if,
hope,
it's
a right?
if it's brown, it's like
you better
call hospital.
Yeah, you better go to the hospital.
Please go to the hospital. I'd be pissed.
I love this because you and I could talk about all kinds of shit, literally. Right? So you want to hear, I do need to talk about the story, right?
All right, fine. Okay. We'll get back to business.
All right. Let's talk about the story because I do owe it to you. Let's get back to business. No. I want to know, how hard is it, like the thought process behind writing a music, or what motivates you to write a song? I mean, I know there's various things that motivate me, but I want to know about you. This show's about you, not about me.
No, it's about us. It's about Almost Famous, right? Yeah,
exactly.
For me, it's like...
Walk us through the writing process, like, or how does something just birth in your brain, or what the deal?
It just shows up one day. Well, multiple ways. So for City Rose, that was a challenge to write a country song. So I'm listening to all these beats on YouTube and seeing like who made them and stuff, and I just start like spewing lyrics, started writing not poems but like paragraphs of shit that I was feeling until I could get a topic, and the topic became my first heartbreak, and it made sense. It was, you know, it was some it was in the South, and it was very country-like, and it was all a fantasy and all of that stuff. And it, you know, it really broke me for a long, long time. So to be able to put all that PTSD and put it into music so that other people can hear it and heal from it or learn from it or feel through it, like, that's what it's about for me. Like, I'm not on, you know, I'm not on the mic trying to say, like, go to therapy and figure shit out. I mean, I guess I am, but I'm writing about my own shit that I've dealt with, and I'm hoping my examples can relate to you so you can help yourself.
That's wonderful. Fuck, that's...
That's the whole process. I mean, sometimes I'll write chords because I go back to my Berkeley days and I'm like, all right, I'm going to do like a C, F, A, G or whatever. But most of the time it's
like... That's so theologian, kind of like...
Yeah, it just wasn't pure anymore. It was too...
Yeah.
It was too academic. And my best songs were, I heard a beat, I paid for the beat, and the song. Or I collabed or whatever,
Right. Who would you like to collaborate with? What singers or who inspires you?
Right now, I'm really digging Morgan Wade.
Barring me, of course.
What? I mean, yes, barring you. I mean, my nose leak. because I'm allergic to the bullshit.
Oh! Ouch! Ah! That stung. A million fucking bees all at once.
I mean, I'm really enjoying Morgan Wade because she's a lesbian in country music, and I feel like that's really relatable with me writing City Rose right now. I like how raw, authentic, and real it is. I also really enjoy Chapel Rowan. I actually just started listening to her yesterday or 2 days ago, and I think I've listened to almost every single song, and I just feel like it's... I love it. And Lana Del Rey. I love Lana Del Rey. Like, those are some of my kind of feels right now.
That's cool. What do you think about Kate Hudson singing? And she started singing. I don't know if you remember.
She started singing?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Or she's beginning a career. That's what I've been told.
Well, go get it, girlfriend. Yeah. Your thing.
There's no, like, real, like, right age in this day and age, right? I mean, we have social media. We have so many, you know, like, platforms where people can do it, you know what I mean? Like, and it's great. I mean, it's all about doing whatever you feel like doing and going for it, right?
50%. Yeah.
And I love that. It's so contagious, your positivity. But you know what? That rock is blinding
me. Oh, my God.
I can't help but ask, right? It begs the question, who is the lucky woman?
I don't know if she wants me to tell her name.
Okay.
Her name's Rachel.
Awesome. Woo! I'm telling you the story I'm about to tell you.
She's probably watching right now, like staying up. She's on the East Coast, and it's like, what, over 11 p.m. when she should be going to bed.
Okay.
But I'm keeping her up on this interview,
obviously.
She's probably
reading Juicy Diva's Confessions of a Limo Driver.
She's already heard it.
Well, I have a book out, too. You know,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't
then
tell
we'll
you
have
that.
To,
two books.
Yep.
Juicier Divas Confessions of a Limo Driver and Juicy Divas. It's packed with a lot of my personal stories and chronicles of the limo driver. Juicy because I told you the story.
It's juicy.
Because it was, it was Juicy Diva. Diva was the name of the company. Juicy because it's the juice. It's got the stories. If those cars can talk, I mean, holy moly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Just be a fly on the wall.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's talk now. Let's switch gears and talk about me. By the way, I'm running, guys. I'm running for honorary mayor of Tarzana.
I was telling him earlier because we went to IHOP because you can't go wrong. And
that's right.
I'm now having acid reflux as a result. So sorry, IHOP.
They gave us cat there to eat.
Oh, God, no.
No, I shouldn't say that. She has two cats.
I have two cats. I love them very much. I was telling them, you start giving your guests or like giveaways or something of these Jim Francis Mayer hats. Because
I should. I will. I'll write that down. I'll write it down for sure. Let's see. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Merch. But you know what? This whole show, by the way, is sponsored by MessinaGlam.com.
Yes.
You like that, right?
Yeah, I love that. Where's the invoice?
Okay. So, You know what? It's National Hot Dog Day. Of course, you wouldn't give a shit about dogs. You don't care about sausages.
Well, I mean, I like hot dogs.
Yeah, you do?
Not like just that, but like some either, cheese and chili on
it. You
like
flukies or what kind of hot dogs?
What the fuck
like?
Is a fluky?
It's a fluke.
The fuck is that?
It's either it's good or it's not. You never know. It's probably going to be a fluke if it's good.
I like a good water dog. There's like on the side of the street in New York. Uh-huh. That yep. Oh, like yeah, you don't yeah. really know what the yeah. if it's oh. sanitary or not, but it's fabulous.
It's good.
It's
especially
worth it.
The following day.
Yep.
There's a number yep. on your stomach. Although I will say a lot of people have strong stomachs and they can stomach such a thing.
I was eating Taco Bell all through high school and I wasn't like shitting my brains. I mean, even today I'm fine. I think I like built like a layer in my stomach. Yeah. Obviously, don't quote me. I don't have no medical degree.
I was farting. I was whizzing like a fucking the bad witch from the West.
Oh my Lord.
All the way into the place. Gotta tell you, it was nuts. It was out of this world. But okay, so are you ready for the story or not?
All right, let's go.
Okay. There once was a limo driver. Did I say it?
Oh, I wonder.
This is
I wonder
crazy
who
story.
It was.
Okay. So there was once a driver, and he drove. Okay, they needed a person. They were looking, you know, searching online for a person, and then somebody told me about a possible gig where I would drive a person. They never disclosed the name, of course.
Right.
But I didn't know to the day of, to right. the final, like literally the minute when I pulled up, I was like, holy shit, it's the VP.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, she's pretty badass. Like, she seems really cool and whatnot. So she jumped in the car, and this was my personal vehicle. So why did they not get a, this is not a limo, by the way. This is my personal vehicle. So this is, yeah, the whole thing is weird.
What?
Yeah,
I know. So they hired you for a gig,
but in my personal vehicle.
In your personal,
vehicle.
Like, I mean, yeah, I'm assuming it was a black vehicle and the whole nine yards.
It was a gray vehicle. It was probably black inside, all dirty. With shit all over. No.
Shit. My God, she probably has, like, it's like a whole memoir about it in her office, I would, PTSD right there.
There was Pepsi cans for like 1980s. They
oh
were
my
mine.
God!
No. So I pick her up in the car, right? Nice and spick and span, nice and clean and pristine.
Yeah.
She gets in the car and we start like you know just chopping it up, and then next thing you know like hey, buy the book. No. It didn't
I
get
mean,
it didn't
she
get
gotta
very
shoot
crazy.
Your shot.
Yeah. Listen. So. She
Oh, that's probably was, not the right choice of words.
Oh my God!
Oh
we're
my
get
God!
Back.
Oh no! Yeah, oh no!
Take it back.
We can't take it back. It's live.
No, it's not. It's pre-recorded.
Oh yeah, sure. Okay.
So then this is in the car in the vehicle. We're like fucking cruising and whatnot, and she asked for some music, and then we play some music, and then it's like. You know, she starts, like, joking and, you know, bantering with me. And then she tries to, like start flirting with me. It's essentially what she did. Started flirting with me. And then nothing got anywhere crazy. But it was funny because, like, it's like, you know, you got, like, weird cackle. Like, you joke. When you laugh, it's just distinctive. And then it's like, you know, it seems like you're stoners. Like, you smoke weed or something. She goes, why? Why? Do you have some on you? Like, you know, roll a joke. Oh. And so she was joking around a lot of that, it didn't go to the next level, but we nearly kissed, so it was crazy. So that's my VP story.
Like, did you, like, pull over and, like, God.
Yeah, a little bit. But that was a very long time ago. So that was before this person became the VP. This person was running for a different office here in the state of California.
Oh, my God.
But it was pretty crazy, right?
Like, what kind of event was it? Like, what?
Well, I can't really talk about that.
Okay. Yeah.
So, anyway, I told you this story. I unpacked a lot. It took a lot for me to talk
good.
About it.
Good. Good. Be raw.
Anyway, back to you. To your story. So, where were we? You're like, yeah, where
were
we?
Fucking knows.
You know, while we have this good segue, to talk about family. You've always been supported. You know, your parents have supported you in your, obviously, your career and your journey. But what about you coming out? You know, when did that happen?
I would say my parents always loved me. And I don't think they understood too much when I first came out. I mean, I get it. Mm-hmm. young child, very confused about everything in the world, the press, acting out, all that stuff. So it's like another thing. So what's going on? But where I give my parents credit is they did their due diligence. They did their research. They did their understanding to have empathy. Okay. And, you know, my parents are extremely supportive.
Love it.
As of today, they love me very much.
They should.
To them, it's there's no difference. There's no change. It's not some weird thing. Or they're not trying to protect me from anything. Like, in that sense, it's not. It's black and white. It's out there. Love my daughter or not. And I'm like, you know, that is
it's awesome.
That is a long time coming, and I know a lot of people aren't able to have that, so I gotta give them credit. And
creditors do, absolutely.
And I forgive them for not understanding at first.
Yeah, right. Cause that's
yeah.
It's pretty difficult at first and complex, but the whole
did the work. That's what matters, is doing the work.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And you think like. You know, there's so many parents out there probably listening to this and,
yeah.
And you know,
people and that judging watch. Me. Just yeah. Kidding.
There's a lot of that, right? Especially in California.
It is what it is.
But, you know, the end of the day, as long as you're happy, right? And you're satisfied, exactly.
Yeah.
And you are who you are.
Not breaking yeah. laws or.
Yeah. Well, you did. You know, let's talk a little bit about. We almost did. For some reason, I felt like the cops, and this is serious, the helicopter was flying overhead.
Oh, yeah. That was weird. We were, like, literally just outside, what was an hour ago or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there was, like, somebody, hey, get away from that Ferrari, right? Stay away from the Ferrari. And I was like, this is my fucking car.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It was just, it was weird. It was like a helicopter and was, yeah. like, yelling.
They see a person of color, and I think, this fool's trying to like get in the car and take off. Like it's not his car.
It's so weird.
Yeah, it's strange. I don't like yeah. that. But it really was bizarre.
No, I've never seen. I mean, I know it happens here. I've never seen it. So that was my first. Yeah. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
What's going on in this town?
I know something's hot. The streets are hot these days. I mean, literally, it was like 100. They call it at Woodland Hills where we stay. The devil's asshole for a reason.
Oh.
It's like the hottest.
I don't think I knew Woodland Hills was the devil's asshole.
It's the hottest point of the valley. That's how, you know, seriously, it's the hottest point of the valley. And everybody goes like, fuck, it's hotter there. It's like you're getting closer to hell. I go, let's go further in. But no, it's really hot. And to give you an idea, like, I mean, lately it's been 100, but it's like 103, 105. And then it drops to like 95. On a cool day, it's like 95 degrees. And I'm like, what the fuck?
So I want to know, like, how do you know what the devil's asshole is like? Like, is this something you personally experienced so you can compare the Woodland Hills to
that's what they an call anus? It. Okay, you know what? It's hot. It's hot as fuck. I mean, honestly, it's metaphorical because I've never been inside the devil's asshole. Thank God.
Okay. I mean, so, you've seen yeah. the movie Little yeah. Nicky, so you just got to put yourself in a flask yeah. and then bend over, made Hitler, and shove it in. I mean, then you would know. Those are people who can represent this conversation.
Right. Absolutely. Oh, you know what? I heard your song is ready, by the way.
It's ready.
So why don't you explain what we're about to do?
Okay, so tonight, it releases this Friday, 12 a.m. Eastern Time. It will release at the same time across the world. And it is the theme song to Messina Glam's new line, The Villain Era. And it is one of my pop songs. I did it with a producer called Mix Jones. He does a lot of my mixing and mastering on most of my tracks. So get to see some of his talent right there in the backing track. So you guys get to hear it first before the world hears it.
Here on Almost Famous with Jim Francis Mesa. Give it up for Jennifer Messina tonight.
Smile tonight. So big. enters my world tonight. A fresh new taste gives me my smile tonight. So
that's it.
You got some pipes, and it's just profound.
Thank you. Holy.
Wow.
It's supposed to be like, you're in the car, it's raining, the windshield wiper's going, that's what that sound at the end is, and you're just sitting there, and you're, like, alone. Like, sometimes I just sit in the car, and I just, like,
you're
sit there.
You're an autopilot.
You just sit there in silence, and you're parked, and it's just raining, and you're like, I don't want to get out, and so the main character is just fantasizing of like what this love could be, but then realizes, bam, you're right there, just
it reminds me a lot
in the rain in the car.
I love it. Like my girl and I would take these long drives instead of like going down to Newport and Laguna and whatnot, which is adjacent to it and not far from there. We love it, you know. And sometimes even when like rainy days, we'll just go for drives, and it's just so romantic, you know, and just beautiful. I thought of that when I was like listening. It just kind of took me on a trance almost.
Yeah.
Or something. In a sense, I thought of like, okay, the influence was it Sex and Cigarettes? What's the name of that band or the group? The Girl's Voice is it's some band out there. I'll text you the name. I'll look it up later, but it reminded me of that. And it's like a very transcendental, almost like it takes you on this like voyage. And then you feel, wow, it's pretty magical. I love the song.
It's like really the great autopilot that you go through, that trance and fantasy you go through while driving. I mean, you should be aware while driving, but let's be honest. Half of you are on autopilot, especially on the 405.
Is that right?
So, you know, hopefully this is you're having a positive time.
You know, they say on the 405, the reason I call it the 405 is it takes 4 or 5 hours to get anywhere.
Yep. Even when
especially nowadays.
Oh, God.
But guess what? During the pandemic, which is crazy, it used to take us only 25 minutes, literally 25, 30 minutes to get down to Newport from the valley. It was insane. These records we were breaking. Like, fuck. It was like, it was literally like ghost town. I mean, it felt like, you know, the Twilight
Zone.
Where
is everyone? Hello.
Yeah. And, you know, because then people could, here's the thing. During that whole period of time, like, you know, people were, all right, at home and fucking shackles, right? Might as well be in a cage and shit.
Yeah.
Especially in China, it was like, wow. We're getting scanned in, scanned. I can't get out of the house. But we would go for drives. The only issue was trying to get out of go to the bathroom everywhere. No bathrooms were.
Right.
Everything was closed. Everything's
closed, not allowed. Germs. Not allowed.
Yeah, no germs. So you gotta take the germs elsewhere.
Yeah. You know? Keep your germs at home.
Keep your shit to yourself.
That's right.
I love it. So, what are some of your, like, crazy because the time's almost up. Fuck, I got like 10 more minutes. What are your social media handles, Miss Messina?
Miss Messina. Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. I still call it Twitter. I'm not into that Twitter. X bullshit. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, okay, so when you go on Twitter and you tweet some bullshit, you're twatting.
You're twatting.
Actually, I learned that, speaking of the mob, from Mob Wives, that show Mob Wives, Drita DeVanzo. She'd be like, that's not tweeting, that's twatting. That's fucking twatting. I was like, oh my goodness. So that was so amazing. So at Jennifer C. Messina on everything.
And when are you gonna have us over for dinner? Because Stephanie's watching this. She wants to know when she's going to dinner to your house again.
Oh, that's a good question. I say August is good.
I can't think August is good.
I'm going to be in and out of town once again because I can't be in one place
for too long.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's already too long being in this room.
Now let me tell you, that fucking sucks.
There's nothing personal with you. It's like if you just saw my like flight schedule, you'd be like, what the hell's going on?
Okay, we won't take it personal. But question in regards to like films and stuff. Now you were in the last installment of Mission Impossible, which got part one and part two. You were in was it Mission Impossible or no? It was not the movie.
You said the guy's name first.
Well, no, we said Tom Cruise, right?
Yeah,
Top Gun 2. Okay,
I want you to know I still haven't seen it. I finally saw Top Gun 1, I guess you could say. Okay. I saw it right before I deployed because my sergeant got really mad at me because he's like,
how
can you be in Top Gun 2 and not seen the original damn fucking movie? I don't know. I'm not a movie person. I like being on set and everything, but I'm not a sit for 3 hours and watch something.
But this is patriotic. Yeah. I mean, at its finest.
I just haven't seen it yet. I mean, my friends have seen me in the movie and stuff like that. Yeah. And it's just like, I don't know. You ever like watch yourself in the mirror? It's weird.
I don't even watch any of this stuff. Like once it goes out there and it's out in cyberspace,
yeah.
I just let it go. Like let it, you know, be whatever it's going to be, do whatever it's going to do. And thank you so much for some of the videos that some of the on our podcast have gone like 1,600. I had Eva Mendes' brother, Carlo Mendes, a good buddy of mine, and his girl, Christiana, and her, you know, she's also an actress herself, and her, right? They both were here, and it went like to 1,500.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, you know, we never like shared it. I mean, just the fact that obviously it's here at the studio. So
right.
I'm sure yours is going to do pretty damn good.
I hope so. I mean, for both of us,
yeah,
right?
For both of us. It's always about, you know, the show is about all of us. You know, we're all in it together. And it's always a pleasure to see you. I mean, to be in obviously in the same space. You're super talented. All the accolades are fucking unbelievable.
Like everything you're saying, take a damn mirror and like tell it to yourself,
yeah,
because
you.
I mean, I feel the same way. One thing I've learned about in this town or really overall in life is if they don't fuck with you, don't fuck with them. So, and then the other thing about it is if people like, you know, don't want you or they want to use you or whatever the reason is, like
there's a lot of that in the industry.
People you keep in your circle are very important. So
we have a tight circle, so it's good.
So I appreciate how good of a person you are.
Well, thank you. I humbly am grateful.
I love you.
Yeah, me too. I'm so blessed to have you in my life. I really am, and we really appreciate you, honestly.
And I want a damn mayor hat.
That's where this is all going. Okay.
Yeah.
I promise you, you'll get one.
Yeah. I don't ask for much, but I'm asking for the mayor hat.
When we arrive to your house, we're going to bring the mayor
hat. It's going to be an exchange. We'll do like a little Instagram live or whatever.
Yeah, we'll do that for sure. And let everybody know. Okay. I actually completed the task.
I fucking got a hat finally.
Yeah. Fuck. And you're going to be like, fuck, dude. You've been promising for like 2 years now. Seriously, when the cops, don't take this personal, all right? But like you being Sicilian, when we arrived, like were the cops looking for you? It's just a crazy question, but yeah.
I mean, they weren't yelling in my car, so.
Well, because I had the door open, and they're like, okay, that's the Mexican right there.
Oh, dear Lord.
They see this guy's getting in the fucking car. He's trying to steal the car. No, I don't drive a Ferrari, guys, so it's just a joke. But
Maserati.
But, yeah, a Maserati. It's a dope Maserati. It's a two-year-old Maserati.
I mean, it's a Ferrari engine in the Maserati, so you'd be fine.
Hey, listen, but the officers were, in fact, looking for us. You know, I mean, for some reason, it looked like they were, like, pointing guns and shit, and we didn't know.
Oh.
It was a scary – it is a scary time, as we know. We're not going to, you know, address the elephant in the room that we've talked about earlier. But, I mean, you know, everyone knows what we're talking about, and that was pretty scary. And, you know, we condemned all kinds of political, you know, violence and any sort, whether you're on the right or the left or the center. They should never do. You should just be okay with whichever party wins, and we should just back up because we're one. We're the United States of America. United, we ought to be.
This is what I say. Like, you know, we don't have the best country in the world. There's a lot of shit to grow. There's a lot of people that are discriminated, not treated well, all of that, and we can go on and on about that.
Right.
But you know, one thing I think this country should always be afforded, especially compared to many places in the world that I might have been or not been.
Because you traveled extensively.
You should be able to walk out your door and not assume you're going to get shot today.
Right, right.
You should, in this country, you should. And unfortunately, that's not the truth. And I hope that, I hope that in time things will change and people will smarten up. Will they? I don't know. But I stand by that. There's places in the world where you walk outside every day and there's probably a bomb at your front door and half your family's gone. And I don't think America should have anything close to that.
No, because we, you know, we're the United States of America after all. And the fact of the matter is we're pretty blessed to be here. You know, freedom doesn't come cheap. It's not free, and it comes at a very hefty price. And obviously you've had to fight for us in some way, capacity, and a lot of your partners and have gone to war and lost their lives. I'm sure you have a lot of those traumatic stories we'll have to cover in the second part, because in fact, I don't know where time goes.
Well, you gotta remember that serving the military is important. I think it all can lead to the ultimate sacrifice, but I do think that the people at home do a lot of great work to keep our country safe as possible, or advocate for our rights. Yes, obviously. But like, and I mean, in the sense of like, you know, if you go out there and do the right thing, you one person, not necessarily a body or an organization, you're helping.
That's helping
the cause.
Absolutely, 100%. And with that said, ladies and gentlemen, that's my show today. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you share that, and we're always here every Wednesday night. Tune in and make sure that you look on online for MessinaGlam.com. This whole show was sponsored by, you're gonna pay up, by the way. it's not free. No. But follow my good friend Jennifer Messina. I'm blessed and humbled. Thank you for
thank you. City Rose comes out August 16th. Listen to the 5-piece country song that I have pretty much had PTSD over and over and over again writing. So I hope you get something out of it.
And tonight, it could drop on Friday, right?
Yeah.
And so
Not tonight.
The song tonight.
Be on Friday night.
Okay, you guys got that?
We're
keep on rocking on the. Keep on rocking on the free world. That's my show, guys. Thank you once again. Thank you very much. Bye, guys.
You're listening to Almost Famous with Jim Francis Meza, only on LA Talk Radio.